9W4NGU.
Okay, yep, caught me with my mouth full.
I'm waiting on these cool mornings. It's not beyond the realm of possibility that a box of trash or something could pull my ring off and put stuff in there with my right hand. My wife had this special made for me. If I were to lose it in the dumpster, it would not be a good day.
I'm very aware of that. There are days that I don't wear my ring when it's really cold, just to make sure I don't lose it.
Well, I had hers made and she had mine made, so we'll try to hang on something like that. I had it off one day at work playing with it at my desk, and I put it in my backpack or something. Anyway, I lost it for about 2 hours, and I decided to don't take that thing off.
Do that. I'm the same way. I'll fiddle with it sometimes when I'm absentmindedly when I'm doing something, and I've dropped it in places that was hard to get to, so I try not to do that.
Contemplating a radio for a good while, and so I'm glad you got something that you like. Sounds like you got a great deal.
So far I like it. I figured, like I said, I'd try it out in my work truck. If that didn't work, it would definitely be small enough and handy enough to go into my wife's car. We've been taking a lot of trips lately, and kind of miss not having a radio when we're on the road. So I need to put something in there anyway. And if we do take a trip, it's not a big deal just to slip it out of my work truck and bring it home.
Yazoo, what was the number on it?
To FTM 6000. I think it might even be a R, 6000R.
Advertisements for that. I didn't know it was that economical. So it looks like a good radio.
3 something. And I think it was $349 is what I got it, and plus tax, you know. So, and they didn't charge me shipping. So that, you know, that can be expensive too. But yeah, for that price, it's a real good radio. It's got a really good receive. In fact, it receives on the 220. The airband, it transmits on the 2 meter and 440, because now it's not a dual VFO, but it does have the capability. You can, you know, program memory channels for either 2 meter or 440 in there at the same time.
Features. Well, be sure and save the box. I always have to chuckle about my fellow ham radio operators. You got a radio for sale, and it's worth $200 or whatever. If you got the box, it's worth $300.
All the boxes for all the radios I have. And I've got 3 boxes for 7 that I inherited from my father-in-law. One's a power supply, and then one's an antenna tuner, and one is the radio.
Yeah, the car is about the only place oh, no. I'm slowing down here on 85. I didn't have on my GPS. Something's going on up here. I'm at southbound on marker 74, and we are going nowhere.
I was coming back from Atlanta on Friday or Saturday morning. Got to 1 mile from the Georgia line, and or South Carolina line, I guess, coming that way, and it stopped, and we sat there for a while.
Caught in a real bad backup in a long time. I remember one time years ago, I was southbound 85, and there was a wreck, and everybody was stopped, and it was freezing. Shane, I mean, it was freezing. I don't know how cold it was, but people were, you know, getting out of their cars and going up into the woods to use the bathroom because nothing was happening. And my dad taught me, when you get half full on a gas station, that there's no need to run it down to empty. But I was running on fumes. in a little Honda Civic. And we'd run it for a minute or two and try to get some heat so we didn't get frostbite on our toes, and then I'd have to turn it off. I said, now, the last thing I want is to be here in this line and be out of gas. And I don't think I'll forget that time, Shane.
There are some things that will teach us to do something different later on. And hopefully most of us will learn from those kind of things. I think the longest I've sat is a little over 3 hours, a couple different times. And then more than a couple different times. But more than 3 hours was the longest, I believe.
Lynn and tell him, look at this idiot on the side. He's not a cop, and he's running up the side here, passing everybody. Not cool. Do you call in on a cell phone and tell them you're stopped, or do they just see it on your GPS and wonder what's going on?
Call them if it's been a little while. Sometimes it can be, once a month, once or twice a month, you get stopped for 30 minutes to an hour with construction, things like that. But if it's a serious accident and we're not moving for a while, I'll generally call them.
I just want to see what the GPS was saying. It says 9-minute delay, but it says go on up to the 29 Welford exit before you get off. But I'll have to crawl for a long way to get there. That's 7.5 miles from here. I may not do that.
You got to be moving pretty good to cover that in 9 minutes.
We're moving, but the speedometer's not even on this car. And, hang on a minute. But that's okay. I don't punch time clocks. So I was actually going by. I've got two tractor tires I want to put in a lawn tractor that I have got a guy putting inner tubes in. I wish I'd found him years ago. Real reasonable and real competent. And a real nice guy. And he does all brands and just tickled to death with him. But he's going to retire in October.
You better get all you can get done before he retires. Well, good luck with the traffic. And I pulled in my neighborhood. I'm not far to the house, so I'll go ahead and clear with you. Good to hear you this morning, and hope you have a good day. Enjoy this sunshine. Looks like it might be a beautiful day. W4NGU, N4ZLK.
See you, brother. Take care of that radio. W4, never give up. Clear.
Hand. Good morning, Phil. K-O-4-H-K-X.
Slow on 85, brother.
Dad, my route takes me nowhere near 85.
I was just telling Shane it's been a long time since I got caught in something like this.
This weekend, coming back down 40. Coming and going. So I've had my share of it for the next little while.
I can't believe it's not getting me off to go somewhere. It's wanting me to go 7 more miles and hit 29 in Welford, which is where I need to go anyway for this place I'm going. But, we'll see.
Amps is probably no better.
Well, the place I'm going is just a couple of miles on Whitehampton once I get off 85, so that's where I need to wind up anyway.
4HX, then you might be better off just jumping over there and taking the time and riding down Whitehampton.
That passed me on the right, on the shoulder, doing at least 65, a great big GMC truck. And here comes another one. That's just not cool, especially to be going that fast.
Amazing how impatient people are anymore.
I go into the T-Bark meetings on video, and I noticed you were on video the other night, too.
I'm having trouble just getting done and getting there in time. So I was actually on my phone just listening to it as I was driving home.
I have Zoom. I you can't close the sale. That's got to be face-to-face. But I'd rather get on Zoom any day than drive somewhere for a boring meeting and then drive back.
But I don't know. For Zoom, for me, loses a lot of the personal interaction. I'm still old school, like to do things face-to-face.
Plus, that's a pretty good little ride for me from Boiling Springs.
But for me, I'm right there in Blue Ridge on Thursday afternoon, right there in front of the high school where I finish up. And then I got to run all the way out 11 until where 11 and 25 cross. Pick the excursion up and then drive back out there. So that's quite a bit of driving.
On GPS, there are two wrecks ahead of me about a mile apart. It's a bad day to be so clear.
Said impatience and lack of attention are probably the cause of those at wrecks.
On 176, I'm going to go a different way, which means up here in a quarter mile, I'm going to pass the shooting range. So I'll try to not look to the left and keep moving.
Roger that. Don't need to get sidetracked.
It's been in a good while, and I used to go every week, and I went a couple of weeks ago by myself. I just said, you know, the heck with it. And it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it, not that I'm under a lot of tension, but it just seems like it just lowers your blood pressure.
Roger that. It does. And I haven't been in a while myself, so I need to go. Something about just that single focus on something that, you know, is a simple solution.
Wouldn't mind having a shotgun for home protection other than my other firearm. But I was looking for a 5 to 7 shot or just a multiple shot. I've got a 20 gauge, just one shell, and that's just not adequate. You can't be reloading. But nobody seems to make one in 20 gauge. They're all 12, and I just don't want to sit there and pull a 12 gauge, bam, 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 but, you know, if I had to. I've got a 12 gauge, and it just kicks my shoulder bad. I don't know. The stock on the end of it's rock hard. That's probably the first thing to change. But I was looking for a 20 gauge and just couldn't find it in a semi-automatic. There are a couple of pumps out there, which I didn't want, which I might have to go to if nothing else is available.
The semi-automatic's what's getting you. About everybody makes one in a pump, but I don't see many 20 gauges in a semi-automatic.
Somebody had one in a 410, and I mentioned that to one of my friends, and he said, oh, that won't stop anybody. Well, if you walk through 6 or 7 of those and keep coming at me, it might be my time to go.
Right there, some good buckshot in there in that 410. And if it don't get their attention and slow them down to where you can always get out of the way, then that's going to be a rough day.
That would be the time to pull out the 9mm.
After that. But Phil, I have arrived at my next stop, so you be careful out there, and I will talk to you on down the log, and enjoyed the conversation this morning, as always. So you be careful out there, and hopefully you get where you're going. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
And just remember, this is not a hobby. Sell something. W4, never give up. Clear.